the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 520. The law of the Lord is perfect and good, but cannot afford nor comfort nor food to sinners distressed, overwhelmed with fear. But Jesus the Blessed can yield them good cheer. 520.
Hymn 810.
Thank you. 3 together from the Word of God, from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33. Deuteronomy, chapter 33. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, "The Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand. And they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few." And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, "Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help to him from his enemies." And of Levi he said, "Let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto his father and to his mother, 'I have not seen him,' neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children. For they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee, and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again." And of Benjamin he said, "The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders." And of Joseph he said, "Blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that coucheth beneath, and for the precious fruit brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hill, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the good will of him that dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. His glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth. And they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, Rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and Issachar in thy tents. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas and of treasures hid in the sand. And of Gad he said, Blessed be he that enlargeth Gad. He dwelleth as a lion, and teareth the arm with the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, because there, in a portion of the lawgiver, was he seated. And he came with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord and his judgments with Israel. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favour and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. And of Asher he said, Let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, Destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord? The shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us now to pray. Kind and ever merciful, gracious Lord God, our lives are spared, and we're blessed with sufficient health and strength to come to chapel this morning. And we do thank thee, dear Lord, for all thy kindness and mercy thus bestowed upon us. Why, one says, for mercies countless as the sands which daily we receive. And Lord, it is surely, truly, blessedly true. And we do thank thee, Lord, for all thy goodness and kindness thus to us. Our daily needs, our health and strength, that may be in greater or lesser degree as thou seest fit, but we do thank thee. And we thank thee, Lord, for all the comforts and the use of our natural faculties, and the beds that we lie on, the roof over our heads. Indeed, thy mercies are truly great. They're new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. And, dear Lord, we thank thee for thy house. Oh, we thank thee for thy day. Dear Lord, the psalmist said he'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of his God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. And dear Lord, and we pray that ere this day closes, Lord, that we might each, if it could please thee, thank thee for this day. Oh, a day of the Son of God, a day to be remembered. To be able to say, and the Lord met with us there. Lord, the praise, the glory shall be thine. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name would we give glory. We do thank thee, dear Lord, for thy beloved Son. We thank thee, dear Lord, for sending thy Son Jesus into this world. And to seek and to save poor dying sinners. And may each of us have that sweet, humble hope, that gracious, sweet assurance that it was indeed for me. Then, Lord, do draw near to us this day, and oh, abundantly bless our souls. Where then, with the riches of thy grace and thy love, Lord Jesus, we thank thee for suffering, bleeding, dying in the sinner's place, Romans dead. Oh, one said, why me, why me? Oh, blessed God, why such a wretch as I must forever lie in hell were not salvation free? Lord, we do then acknowledge thy goodness. Especially, Lord, when we look at ourselves and of what sins, Lord, are ours. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt hear our prayer then and cover all our sin with the mantle of thy forgiving love. And, oh, that we may be blessed with that godly, gracious repentance in our heart. That repentance that needs not to be repented of. Lord, then do hear us. Oh, we don't wonder the apostle said, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin and death? Oh, wretched man that I am. Lord, do hear our prayer and do undertake for us and help us and bless our souls this day. Because, dear Lord Jesus, thou hast said, thou didst come to seek and to save the lost. Because, Lord Jesus, thou didst say, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And, dear Lord, and surely, Lord, there is none here that are righteous. Oh, we are sinners, and sinners of the deepest dye. Oh, may we then come. Plead in the name, the blood, the righteousness, and finished work of the Lord Jesus. And dear Lord Jesus, thou hast said, and I will in no wise cast out. Then, Lord, we come, plead in thy name, thy blood, and righteousness. Oh, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear, soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. Lord, do remember once more and again, dear Lord, this little church and congregation here, do bless them abundantly and make thy goodness pass before them. Thou knowest, dear Lord, just how each one has come to chapel this morning. Lord, whether they've come, dear Lord, because it's the appointed time, or whether they've come on their knees whether they've come begging a portion for their souls, whether they've come saying to my soul, I am thy salvation, with a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. Those that are found pressing forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Those that have been praying with the psalmist, show me a token for God. Like the dear harlot Rahab, give me a true token. Lord, those that have been seeking then a true token in their heart and souls this day, Lord, send none empty away. But dear Lord, and don't send those that have come unconcerned. Don't send them away empty, Lord. Oh, that they may not go home as they came. Oh, that they may go home with an aching void that this world cannot fill, and with their soul on the stretch to find Christ, and to be able to say with one, oh, that he pressed forward then toward the mark. Then, Lord, do hear our prayers. We pray for each and every one. Lord, do bless them each. Lord, as the dear children, bless their soul. Lord, go before them and be with them in life's pathway. It may be, Lord, that some of the little ones, Lord, have just started school. We pray thou remember them and help them there. Ah, Lord, and whether they've just started school or not, Lord, do keep and preserve them, each and all, from harm and dangers. Lord, and we pray that remember them. Lord, and there are some here connected with this cause of truth, and there's others that we think of, Lord, in other churches and chapels, and maybe some of our relatives, Lord, that have they've gone to university, Lord, or about to go to university. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt keep them and preserve them, dear Lord, from all the evils that abound. Lord, we well remember the day that we left home to go into the Air Force, Lord, and to mix there with others that we had never met before in our lives. And, dear Lord, we pray that thou wilt then surround our dear young friends. Lord, let thou watch over them. Lord, back there in our day, Lord, there wasn't the evil that there is today. There's an evil today, Lord, which we never encountered. Drugs. We do pray that thou wilt preserve and keep them. And Lord, and there's this attitude today, everybody else does it, so why don't you? We pray, Lord, that they may be like Nehemiah and say, and so did not I, because of the fear of God. To be able to say with dear Joseph, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Lord, then do keep them and preserve them. Keep them, dear Lord, in thy fear. Implant thy holy fear in their hearts. And Lord, and do watch over them, we pray. And then do bless them and help them in their study, we pray. And oh, that the appointed time that they may find that thou hast been their helper and their keeper, their protector, and their guide and their counsellor, then do be gracious. Now, Lord, there's others we pray for, some, dear Lord, that are found in bereavement's path. We pray they'll comfort their hearts. Do graciously hold them up. Those that have lost near and dear ones, there are some widows and there's some widowers. And there's those that have lost mother and father, those that lost a brother or sister, those that lost a child, those that lost a grandchild, and grandchild has lost a grandparent. Lord, do comfort their hearts. Oh, and be very near to them. Oh, that they may not mourn as those that mourn without hope. Be near, dear Lord Jesus. And then, Lord, there's those in sickness and affliction's path. Remember them. Put thy healing hand. Some, dear Lord, are afflicted in body. Some afflicted in mind. Some afflicted in both. Lord, we pray that remember. Some, dear Lord, are old and some are young. Lord, we lovingly commend them to thee. But Lord, we do perhaps particularly think of that little boy, the little rosier boy, parents at Staplehurst, now he in Royal Marsden. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt remember him and them. And Lord, and if it please thee, do spare and do bring through. Lord, we cannot really begin to think and understand and yet feel how those dear parents must be feeling. Lord, do remember them. Graciously uphold them. And may they feel that underneath are the everlasting arms of love and of mercy. Lord, do be near. Lord, there are some here. Lord, in this chapel, Lord, that have been through the same things. Lord, maybe older, yes. But Lord, we do pray thou graciously help each and all. And then, dear Lord, there's thy dear servant, Robert Field. We understand in hospital, unwell. We do pray that thou be with him and his and surround them and keep them this day. Bless them. Oh, that they may feel that thou art with them of truth. And we pray that thou would, if it please thee, raise him up again to health and strength, and that once more in due time he may go forth and preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. And we think of the church congregation at the Dicker today that will probably be without then a minister to minister in thy name. Do help the deacons there, Lord, and undertake for them, and do bless the friends as they gather together, and pray thy presence to be found in their midst. And then, Lord, there's maybe others that we're perhaps unaware of, but we do pray that remember thy people everywhere, wherever they gather together. Oh, we ask that Jesus may be found in the midst, and that thy name may be honoured and glorified in Zion this day, and that all these things, Lord, may be truly sanctified unto thy people. Lord, that it indeed may work together for good, that it may bind together in love and unity and the bond of peace. Pray then that thou wilt be with thy people everywhere. And Lord, and do graciously help. Pray thou be with those that carry heavy burdens, those that have heavy paths to walk and pass through. Those things, Lord, that fall upon one another's shoulders, do undertake for them. Now, Lord, prayer for our nation, what can we say? Dear Lord, there's been some celebrations, Lord, at the Battle of Britain 70 years ago. Lord, we thank thee for delivering us from the then enemy. But dear Lord, we have enemies now. Lord, Those days we knew who the enemy was. These days we don't. We don't know where he, she may be sitting, where they may be lurking, where they may strike next. Oh, gracious Lord, do remember poor fallen mankind. Bring peace in this trouble-stricken world. Lord, we hear of many refugees and migrants fleeing their countries. Lord, we do pray thou hear us. Dear Lord, we also hear of the Soviet Union, making a larger presence known in Syria. Lord, it sends a shudder down our spine. Gracious Lord, do appear. Oh, bring peace in this world. Maintain peace in this world. Lord, do graciously help. We pray thou remember us each, Lord, in these dark and solemn days. Oh, to be ready to stand before thy face, to have our receipt stamped and marked paid in the Redeemer's blood. Gracious Lord, hear our prayers. Remember us each now. Lord, here's a poor man expected to speak in thy name. Dear Lord, do come and stand by us, according to thine own blessed word, that thou dost stand by the poor. Ah, poor though I am, despised, forgotten, yet Jesus, my Lord, forgets me not. Then, dear Lord, do come, fulfil thy word, thy promise once more. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we played, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 816. When is it Christians all agree and let distinctions fall, when nothing in themselves they see, that Christ is all in all? 816.
June
in dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask Your very prayerful attention to the chapter we read, Deuteronomy, chapter 33 and verse 23. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 23. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favour and full with the blessing of the Lord. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favour and full with the blessing of the Lord. Here, then, in this chapter, we have dear Moses, this dear servant of God that is now led the children of Israel out of Egypt, now to the very borders of the Promised Land. And 40 years has passed. And how different here. Here is dear Moses, then just prior to his death, pronouncing these blessings on the children of Israel as a whole nation and individual tribes. And why, very remarkable one feels how he starts off here. That the Lord came from Sinai, rose up from Seir, unto them he shined forth from Mount Peor and came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints were in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. And then again, as the chapter closes, why, says, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun. And then, happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord. And oh, what a mercy, if this old you and I should be amongst these, the Israel of God. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord. But then you just think back, or perhaps turn back here, and we find it so different, don't we? When dear Moses is here at the backside of the desert, Chapter 3 of the book of Exodus, backside of the desert. And here the angel of the Lord appears unto him. And here indeed, why, the Lord commissions him to go forth to bring and lead the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Saying to them, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, I know their sorrows, and come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and bring them up out of that land into a good land, large, flowing milk and honey. But yes, Moses doesn't hear, think that he's the right man. Why? The Lord says to him, come now therefore, I pray thee, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And this is Moses' reply unto God, who am I? Who am I? That I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. One thinks that the words that you find in the book of Judges regarding Gideon, he says, I think the same, who am I? My family is the, I'm the least in my father's house, and my family is poorest in Manasseh. Dear soul, is that how you feel? Is that how you feel? I draw this bow at a venture. Is there someone here concerned about these things? Ah, yes, and you say, who am I that I should go? Well, you know, dear Moses had this. Certainly, I will be with thee. One thinks the words of the hymn. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. Here is one of those exceeding great and precious promises, which are indeed yea and amen in Christ Jesus the Lord. The Lord has said, certainly I will be with thee. Well then, dear soul, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And dear soul, you turn over a few chapters, you come to the 33rd of Exodus, and what does the Lord say to dear Moses there? Why, yes, Moses hasn't had it easy, and it's not easy. But the Lord says to him there, yes, that, and I will make all my goodness pass before thee in the way. Why, it says to him, Moses said, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. But the Lord has already said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And dear Moses proved it right down now here to this time of blessing these tribes. Yes, and of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favour, full with the blessing of the Lord. Naphtali was the second child of Bilhah, Rachel's maid. And Rachel says, with great wrestlings. Ah, yeah. Yes, oh, do you know what it is to have great wrestlings? Wrestling prayer can wonders do. Bring relief in deepest straits. Prayer can force a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. Yes, it is our, it's prayer. It's prayer that makes a way. It's prayer that brings forth impossibilities to pass. It's prayer, yes, that that subdues the power of the enemy. Dear Jacob, yes, the father then here of Naphtali. Why, yes, he knew what wrestling prayer was, did he not? Yes, and the people of God today, still from time to time, in their exercises before God of various things and concerns, will also know what wrestling prayer is. Ah, it is how it may be like this, those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, as Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. It might be, oh Lord, help me. Yes, but where there's the upward glance of the eye when none but God is near? Well, dear Jacob, why, yes, you see, what account we have of him. And why, coming to this, he says here in chapter 32 of Genesis, we read here where there's Esau coming to meet him with 400 men. You know, that could not have been welcome news to dear Jacob, could it? He knows that Jacob, Esau rather, has avouched his death. But, you know, the amazing thing here, you see the great faith of this dear man, Jacob. The Lord, in the previous chapters, has told him to return unto his father's house, his kindred, and I will deal well with thee. Well, he's had a problem with Laban. That's been settled in the previous chapter. And now he's had this message. His messengers have come and said, Esau's coming to meet thee with 400 men. What did he do? Did he immediately turn round and flee for his life? No. He goes on looking unto Jesus. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Why, he prays. And he prays very, very earnestly, does he not? Praise to God, of my Father. Yes, the Lord which said unto me, return unto thy country, to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of all the notice and of all the mercies, the truth which thou shown unto thy servant. But with my staff I passed over this Jordan, now become two bands. With my staff. You know, you read there, don't you, about dear Moses. There, the following chapter in Exodus there, chapter 4. Why, there poor Moses is still, shall we say, arguing with the Lord that he's not the right man to go. But the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? Well, it was a rod. Yes, and why, he had to cast it down on the ground and became a serpent and so on. Yes. But dear soul, what is that in thy heart? That word of his grace, that blessed promise, certainly, I will be with thee. Well, dear Jacob, he got his staff. And dear soul, and that's how he kept going forward. And dear soul, and that's how you and I keep going forward. Leaning on all sufficient grace, leaning on the the word of God's grace. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. He lent then, for with my staff. Here's how God is faithful to his word. That I can humbly acknowledge to be the truth this morning. More than I can say about myself. More than probably you also can say about yourself. But here's all, he is faithful. Well, let's get down to this. Why, here's dear Jacob then. And then, you see, old nature begins to work. Well, Esau's coming to meet me, and he assembles a present, and some sizable present it was. These 200 she-goats and camels and so on. Yes. But, dear soul, you come down to this. Why, he sent all this forward. Yes, and that night, why, he rose up, took his two wives, his two women servants, his 11 sons, and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them, sent over the brook, and sent over the addy, over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man. Why, this has really just come with one's thoughts of Naphtali and what Rachel said this, with great wrestlings. Dear soul, and these great wrestlings in prayer with God. Yes. And you see, what happens? Why he wrestles? The angel of the Lord, whom we believe to be the dear Lord Jesus all these years before he was made manifest in human flesh here on this earth. And here he is. Yes, and he puts out the joint of Isaac, Jacob rather. Yes. Oh, and Jacob clings on. Say, this, oh, the Lord touches us in such a way that we can do nothing else but cling on. To hold on your way. Yes. And dear soul, why, he will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Yes. Why, dear Jacob, held on. And so much so that the angel says, let me go for the day breaketh. No, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Is that it, dear soul? Yes. Well, how the account unfolds. Yes. Why, the next chapter. Why, here's Esau. And here's Jacob. And there's no reading of 400 men. They've gone. No. Prayer is the weapon of the feeble, and weakest souls can wield it best. Pray thou canst or canst not pray, but pray with faith in Jesus' name. Fine. Yes, hey, they fall on one another. They fall on one another's neck and kiss each other. That's the result of prayer. Prayer that's forced a passage through. Never ever did Jacob think that he'd fall on his brother's neck and kiss him. Yeah. Because, dears, the blessed Lord is a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. What is it, dears, that in your path, your life, this Lord's Day morning? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Oh, for faith to believe that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Yes. Wrestling prayer, dear soul. Dear soul, go home, get on your knees, shut the closet door, and make your request known unto your Father which lives in heaven, and he shall reward thee openly. Blessed be his glorious name. Well, let's turn back then to Deuteronomy 33:23. And of Naphtali. Oh, yes. A wrestling prayer. You see, why there's one and another, were there not, that wrestled with the Lord in prayer. Yes. And why they had great answers of peace. See, you see, just a moment. But there's that dear woman that came to the Lord Jesus Christ. At home, she's got a poor, demented daughter. Yes. And bless her, she cannot do anything with her daughter. Yes. But, you see, she cries out. But not before the disciples have said, Lord, send her away, she troubleth us. What thoughtlessness. What hard thoughts those disciples had there. I'm not sent but the lost sheep of the house of Israel. She puts in a worthy claim. Is, are you going to put in your worthy claim this Lord's Day morning? Are you going to come to the Lord with our minds an urgent pressing case? I can no denial take whilst I plead for Jesus' sake. Dear soul, why? See, she says, Lord, help me. And she's not taking no for an answer. Christ didn't say no. But, dear soul, you see, earlier it reads there, he answered her, not a word. He answered her, not a word. Is that how you feel, poor soul? Dear soul, what were you doing last night on your bed? Why, dear soul, were you like this? By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth, but I found him not. Job said, oh, that I knew where I might find him. Well, dear soul, yes, you say the dear woman, why blessed be her name, yes, she had the answer of peace. If thou press on, the crowds will fly, and if thou faint to Jesus, cry, and he will send supplies. And of Naphtali. And of Naphtali he said, no, Naphtali, satisfied with favour and full with the blessing of the Lord. Satisfied with favour. Mine goes to Psalm number 17. And the last verse, I think I quote it correctly, it says, I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Which indicates this, does it not? That he's not satisfied with his life in this poor, sinful, dying world. But he will be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. When the soul is found in heaven's high court above, there beholding the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, seeing Jesus as he is, the altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000. But till then, he's not satisfied. And dear soul, if you and I are indeed amongst the children of God, yes, we are satisfied with various blessings and providence that we may have and receive of his good hand and his mercy. But the soul wants, desires, seeks to be with Christ, which is far better. Yes, I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Yes, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing to him that died to save. Is satisfied then, will we not, dear soul? Yes, when we're with Christ. When we're with Christ. Dear Simeon, oh, dear man, so abundantly blessed was he not. But you know, even there, why, he had been blessed of God. He'd been blessed, he'd seen, he'd held Christ, that babe, in his arms. But he says, now, Lord, lettest thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. He wants to be eternally with the Lord in heaven and in glory. Yes, and dear soul, why, it may be that the Lord perhaps wants, perhaps it was, seems a long while ago, when the Lord so favoured and blessed your soul so abundantly, when, dear soul, you could have departed this life, yes, and you humbly believed then that you would be with Christ, which was far better, when your soul was lifted with joy, when you could leave, dear soul, all the things of this poor, wretched, dying world. Oh, when the Lord, yes, he was made so precious to us. So precious. When, you see, dear Simeon, why, as we've mentioned him, why, dear Simeon, you see, he had had this, word. He had this word from the Lord that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And to take up Paul's words in Philippians, he's found pressing forward toward the mark. But as the hymn writer says, the time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, tarry's leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your soul to reveal his love with power. But you say, how precious this moment was. When Mary and Joseph brought into the temple that little baby Jesus, and he took him up in his arms, and he took him up in his arms. Lost in wonder, love and praise. A view of Christ. A view of Christ is all. Why, it makes everything else so dark and dismal. Why, what is thy beloved more than another beloved? My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is fine gold, locks are bushy, his eyes are the eyes of doves. By the rivers of waters, washed with milk fitly set, hands are as gold rings, set with a beryl, his legs pillars of marble. Yes, mouth so sweet, is most sweet. Yes, satisfied with favour. Yes, dear soul, and you and I, yes, would be satisfied with a view of Christ. But, you see, we don't live here, do we? No. We don't live here. So we come back to the words of the psalmist. I shall be satisfied when. When I awake with thy lightness. By times, you know, we come into chapel and there's perhaps a feeling sense in your heart of the love of Jesus, of his love to your poor, never dying soul. Oh, and you're overcome. Yes, because of the blessing that flows into your heart, that warmth of his love, that love that, yes, has spoken so much to your poor, never dying soul. Yes, who loved me and gave himself for me. What is the word there? We read, so blessed a one, here some while ago, that this is my broken body, which is broken for you. Satisfied with favour. The free, unmerited mercy and favour of God. But the free unmerited mercy and favour is all, and it is mercy, isn't it? Mercy is the free and it's unmerited. Why, dear soul, if you and I merited mercy, it wouldn't be mercy. It wouldn't be mercy. It's satisfied with favour. What did Jesus say there to us in John chapter 14? Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Dear soul, Jesus speaks. Let not your heart be troubled. Why? Yes, when perhaps you and I may inherit something from our parents' estate when they pass away. But dear soul, when the dear Lord Jesus was about to pass away, he said, there's peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Ah, yes, the peace of God that passeth all knowledge and understanding. Peace, peace, perfect peace. Oh, dear soul, satisfied with favour. Peace. Ah, yes. Dear soul, to feel that although your sins have been so great and so many, that the dear Lord Jesus should still say to you and to me, peace I leave with you, and let not your heart be troubled. Why? Yes. The day of death marches on. We draw nearer. But the Lord says, let not your heart be troubled. Why, he's already said, yeah, there in the opening chapters of that chapter of that 14th of John. Yeah. Oh, those gracious, blessed words of Jesus there to his dear people. Oh, why? See this, all it's let not your heart be troubled. They were troubled. Jesus said he's going away. But now this, here where we're referring to verse 27, you see, he says again, let not your heart be troubled. But he said here, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there shall ye be also. Yes, let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you. Yes, it's peace. Peace, peace by his cross as Jesus made the church's everlasting head, o'er hell and sin as victory won, and with a shout to glory gone. Yes, when the eye of faith is dim, rest thou on Jesus, sink or swim, and at his footstool bow the knee. For Israel's God, thy peace shall be. O Naphtali, satisfied with favour. Well, spoken entirely different to what I thought I would. Never mind. Satisfied with favour. Satisfied with the goodness of God. Yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I love thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. What a word. Satisfied with favour. You see, when dear Jacob blessed his children again prior to his death, why, Naphtali, he hath goodly words. Oh, friends, yes, he received goodly words. Oh, the words of love, the words of mercy, the words of peace, the words of pardon, the words of forgiveness, the words of assurance. Why, what more can he say? Oh, the blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. Oh, Naphtali, satisfied with favour. Well, I shall have to leave it there for this morning. And if the Lord will keep this text, this subject on one's mind, we'll venture with it again tonight. But I really thought I would be speaking from something different. But never mind. We'll wait and see. All in his hand. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £724, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday School this afternoon. Mr. Gilbert Hyde is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. And the collections next Lord's Day are for Christian concern. Let us close with hymn 174. Jesus is precious, says the word. What comfort does this truth afford? And those who in his name believe, with joy this precious truth receive. 174.
June 422.
dear Lord, we do humbly pray that thou wilt keep us, preserve us till this evening hour, and thou wilt help us then, and meet with us then, and meet with us this afternoon with the children, and bless us together. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.